He received a call on his cell phone, which is actually something I'd never seen before. And at first, I was actually kind of irritated by it. I was thinking, oh, this guy, he's going to be talking on the phone. You know, how annoying. The plane was like the one last safe space from having to listen to one-sided cell phone conversations. And then after a couple of minutes, he ended the call, put the phone down on his tray table, and burst into sobs. He actually collapsed. He folded his arms on the tray table, and he was just, his chest was heaving. His shoulders were moving up and down. He was covering his face. And I was stunned, right? This was a total shock. And there were two airline attendants close to us, and they were shocked too. They actually froze, and I made eye contact with them. Like, none of us knew what to do. The airline attendants, they raced to the restroom, and then they came out and started shoving tissues and paper towels from the bathroom into this man's lap and into his face. And as I sat there, sort of wondering what had happened, after an agonizing minute, he lifted his head and told us he had just gotten the news that his son was brain dead. He was on that flight because his son had been in an accident, and he was on his way to see him in the hospital. And now he had just found out that he was not on his way to the hospital to see his son, but as he put it, to tell the medical staff to pull the tubes and donate his son's organs. None of us knew what to say. The airline attendants, they gave him a glass of water and an air sickness bag to do something, and then they just disappeared. And I asked this stranger if he wanted a hand to hold, if he wanted a hug, if he wanted to talk. And I just kept saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Was there anything I could do? I asked him. And he said no. He said he didn't want to talk. He looked me right in the eyes and said, there's nothing you can say. And as we were looking at each other, tears were sliding down my cheeks. And we were silent and just looking at each other for another minute. And then all of a sudden, he stopped crying. He put his headphones back on. And he resumed watching the in-flight movie that he'd been watching before he got that call, which, as far as I could tell, just involved things being blown up. I didn't know what to do, but I knew I wanted to do something. This man had gone from being a complete stranger that I was planning to ignore for 4 hours to someone I now felt a strong sense of connection to, and I didn't want to go back into my bubble of pretending that we weren't connected. So I started practicing a compassion meditation called Tonglen. And this is a practice where you imagine breathing another person's suffering into your heart, imagining that person's suffering as a dark smoke or a thick cloud. And so I imagined his suffering, his pain, as a thick cloud that I could breathe into my heart. And I remember thinking, okay, my heart can hold this. And I sensed every breath I took, it felt like my heart was expanding. It felt like my chest was swelling. And I imagined breathing that dark cloud in, and I imagined breathing out clear air and compassion. And as I imagined breathing compassion out of my heart, the words, I love you, sir, I love you, sir, kept running through my mind, which is kind of funny because those aren't the traditional phrases you say when you do compassion meditation or Tonglen. Normally you would say things like, may you be free from suffering, may you know peace. But all I kept thinking was, I love you, sir, I love you. And I don't even know what that sir was about. But maybe it was like a sense of wanting to acknowledge that he was a stranger, that this wasn't my grief, and not wanting to intrude on his private experience. But also I feel like it was wanting to show him some kind of respect. Like, it was perfectly dignified if he wanted to sob on a plane hurtling through the sky